When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Adam Ludostansky, the head of Illinois Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.
I want to focus in today on inflation and the Federal Reserve. The Fed chairman said earlier in the week that he's not really confident that the Fed has done all it can do to bring down inflation. Couple that with some of the reports on inflation this week. Where do we stand?
Well, I think the reports were good and moving in the right direction, but I understand what he's saying. I mean, I think the move from our peak at 9 down to where we are today at about 4, is good news. But I think getting down to the desired 2 level is going to be challenging. Unfortunately, it's not a linear process here. So I'm hoping that this week's news allows us to stay where we are versus more rate increases. But I do think we will stay where we are for a little bit.
Yeah, and those reports, by the way, if people are not tuned in this week, the commercial consumer price index and the producer price index both showed cooling inflation. The consumer price index a little better than the producer price index. There was also a report, I think, by UBS that said that there might actually be some rate cuts next year. So there's been a lot of thinking that maybe the rate hikes are over for now, and there might actually be some cuts next year. Would you agree with that, or do you think maybe that's a little too premature?
I think it's a little premature. I mean, on the way up, it seemed like all the projections ended up being low. And so, in my opinion, again, if we would have talked a couple weeks ago, I would have said for sure we were going to have another rate hike. I'd say that's a little less of a probability right now. But to see a reduction, and maybe at the end of next year, but before that, I think it's going to be challenging.
All of this said, how do you counsel clients on what to do, how to prepare for perhaps the next 6 months to a year?
Yeah, well, the good news and bad news is that the full year of rate hikes has taken hold on clients' income statements. So they now can at least plan accordingly, knowing what the interest rates are doing to their business. So I think as we look into 2024, clients are planning the right way this time because they have more clarity as to what those costs will be. But, we definitely are talking with them about, this is not going down next year. So let's make sure that, it does work within everyone's plan. Borrowers continue to pay down debt, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And they continue to, with supply chain opening up, they're able to have lower inventory levels, which again pays down debt. So clients are doing everything they can, but they are planning for interest rates where they are right now.
And so talk to us a little bit about the R word. Are any of your clients mentioning recession? Because there has been a little bit of talk on a national basis that we may still not be able to avoid a recession, perhaps early next year or mid next year. Any of your local clients talking about that?
We try not to use the recession word as much as possible, but it absolutely, in a lot of our conversations, demand is down. And you can start to feel that. There are still pockets of months where, you see some good demand for a variety of reasons, but overall, demand definitely is down. So the good news is, again, as companies have been planning for this and being prepared, margins are up. They're doing things more efficiently, but the overall revenue levels definitely are down. Will that lead to, a recession? We're hoping it's a very soft one, if it is, and that's what the indications are. But, that is really what we're hearing from our clients right now.
And usually when we go into a recession, one of the first things that happens is companies start cutting jobs. They start laying people off and firing people. That has not happened yet. And at least according to the latest jobs report, there's no sign of that on the horizon.
Well, I hope that's the case. You definitely see these one-offs hit the headlines of job cuts. And I don't know when that starts to flow through the data well enough. I do think that we are going to see, hopefully not cuts, but more rationalization on ads. There are businesses looking to add. and that's a great thing. But I think, you know, if you were thinking you might have five spots last year, now maybe it's only, or for next year, now it's only two. So I'm hoping it's more rationalization than cuts. But, you know, the headlines pick up the cuts, and that's where you see some of the big numbers from some of the really big companies.
Stay tuned on that discussion. I want to take us back to inflation briefly and how it's sort of intersected with income taxes. Because of high inflation, the standard deduction this year could be a little bit more on your federal taxes. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Well, yeah, they're basing the taxes, the deductions, and the actual tax brackets on inflation. And so everything, at least the brackets, have gone up 5.4% for next year. So while we'd all would love to have a 5.4% increase in our salaries, you know, if we do get less, you know, for the next year, then in effect, we are seeing a little bit of a tax break. So, you know, the benefit of that probably will not be felt until March or April of 2025. But it is a nice thing from that perspective if we do see some wage compression.
The IRS raised its standard deduction by about $1,500 this year. You mentioned the other areas that we're seeing that deduction, seeing some of that, some of those changes that could be, you know, tax breaks moving forward. I don't remember this happening before. Has this always happened with the IRS and inflation?
It is, but usually it's in line, right? It's in line with wage increase, and so you don't really feel it because inflation was so high last year. People expect wages not to grow at the same rate this year as they did last year. I think that's why we're seeing it, because I agree with you. It's something that I never really noticed, but definitely noticed this year.
Yeah, it's going to be noticeable. So is there anything we as taxpayers need to do before the end of the year to maybe make our taxes even better?
Well, for this year, you know, we're kind of at the end of the year. There's not as much to do. What I'd say for next year is, even if it feels like we are getting a little bit of a benefit, you know, the tax bracket goes up by 5.4 and let's say our wages go up by 3%. You know, I think it's still smart to make sure that we're not taking that little extra income and just going out like and using it immediately, because we do need to hold on to that money for the year. So I think that, you know, being conservative, especially given a little bit of the unknown and, you know, where interest rates are, I think is always the right thing to do.
And I know some of your fellow thought leaders might suggest that we instead put that money toward maybe our 401k or retirement plan.
They would. They would. Yeah. And, you know, bankers are always going to say savings and debt reduction. So always think that that's the best thing. And the 401k, you know, that increased as well. So it is a really nice option to take that little bit extra and put into the 401k.
Adam, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks a lot. People want to get a hold of me, they can call me at 312-544-4511.
All right, Adam. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.